It's the Crypto Commandments. What? Yeah. I done learned a lot about the blockchain, Bitcoin, from my hustling cats. Shout out to my daughters on Wall Street. I ain't forget about y'all. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bets with 10x dreams. I've been in this game for years. It made me a lot of dough. There's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know your wallet keys, secrecy, privacy, specially IRS piracy. Fucked up, shares stuck up, never let them know your next move. Don't you know all coins move in silence on side exchanges? I'm a rebel on the side of amazing. I done squeezed juice from bricks and chips from rocks. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mom set that ass up, properly gassed up. Now everyone's masked up, lazy for fast bucks. They be laying in the bushes to write in your passport.
Vigilantes, I'm here with Brent Kaufman, a.k.a. Burt MD, and Danny Sesum, a.k.a. Danny Axon?
A.k.a. Crypto Activist, motherfucker.
So, we're here after Anarchapulco 2023, and something big is happening, which is that it's the fact that Bonefield's turning into Bitcoin Beach Bonefield. How do you feel about that, Burt MD?
Beautiful.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself?
Well, I came here a few years ago, invited to rap for the people at different events. And since then, Danny invited me to the local orphanage, the Marsh Children's Home, to rap for the kids. And came back a year later with a friend, Elias Clay, and we were working with the kids. And since then, I was inspired to build an independence program for the orphanage to help them become sovereign so that they don't have to depend on other people to feed 200 meals a day, of which, as you can imagine, 200 meals a day solely off donations isn't the healthiest food. So being that my background is growing cannabis as medicine for patients with life-threatening ailments and focusing on optimizing diet, healthcare, and lifestyle, I decided to step up when I saw a need and fulfill that need and meet the prayer halfway and fully commit. So I live here now in Acapulco to bring this prayer through in a good way. And today we came here to Jardín Secreto to meet with the owners of Jardín Secreto, as well as Jovita, the mother of the children's home, and Danny and some of the family to bring this project together in the best way possible, which is through truth and through common unity. And so with that, communication is allowing us to create a foundation that we can grow together. And so that's what I'm doing here.
Awesome, man. Thank you for doing what you're doing. How do you guys foresee a Bonefield Beach becoming Bitcoin Beach, changing the landscape here?
Well, I think that it's going to bring in a lot of business opportunities for Bonefield. It's a small, you know, resort village that's right on the beach. And I think if we can emulate and exceed what Bitcoin Beach is in El Salvador, that we're going to end up drawing more crypto conferences here, more conventions, more people just coming here to experience being able to spend crypto at just about every place. So far, we've been approached by some businesses who have made promises, and we don't know how that's going to work out. We're hoping for the best. But the majority of the people around this town, whether those businesses agree to work with us or not, I think they will work with us anyway, and we can build something really cool. We're looking at building a crypto conference where it's just kind of make your own experience, and sponsors can sponsor one restaurant, and we'll have, you know, just talks, and it turn it into a complete Bitcoin block party for who knows how many days. But yeah, I think this is fantastic for this community and what it can do. I've already had so many business people come up to me just in the last couple of days and thank me for what we are doing here. I mean, Anarchapulco has brought a lot of business over the last 3 years. And it wasn't just those 3 years. Even when we were at the Princess, people were flocking over to Bonneville to spend their money and spend time on the beach because it was just way cooler than the beach over by the Princess. And, you know, it's just this village vibe. And then when we decided to come over here and bring the conference here, they slowly began to see that, hey, this conference is really making a difference. And, you know, anywhere there's value, there's controversy. And, you know, so we're dealing with that right now. But I think we can get through it and make this something really, really cool.
Right on, right on. What you think?
Yeah, I think that any time you have a community that's on the up and coming, that there's a lot of people that tend to get left behind and many call it gentrification. I think that to support sovereignty is to educate the people on how to be more independent and what is an applicable version of crypto. You know, to me, that's sovereignty. And so teaching people here how to build that freedom and connect with each other more in a less taxed manner will grow the community strong, I feel. So I think that's a good thing.
So it seems like, okay, when all this energy, positive energy from Bitcoin starts to flow into these places on like Bonneville, you're going to see a huge spike in the quality of living. Like, as I'm walking through Bonneville right now, and you guys spend a lot of time here, it's completely different from last year. There's so much building going up, and maybe you guys, did
even,
you guys
got... Even more so different than 3 years ago when we first started here. So.
Yeah, right on, right on. So do you guys expect for this to become more like more of a high-end, high-scale resort type vibe as time goes on?
Well, Danny, do you have something to say first?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it will. I mean, I think in the outlying areas of Bonneville itself, that we'll probably start adding more hotels. But I don't think Jardín Secreto is going to do anything more than keep going, growing the way it is with this just really cool jungle vibe. And that's why we are here. What the people of Bonneville don't realize when it is that we're in Bonneville because we love the feel of Jardín Secreto, but we do want to share that with the rest of the community. So hopefully that works out. You know
what I love is I love the fact that Jardín Secreto is a place for healing. It's a place for conservation. It's a place that you can walk around, and they have taken a place that was only palm trees and they've made it a diverse environment. And for me, the fact that they open up this conference, I've been coming for a few years now. This is my first time setting foot in the actual conference. And they opened the conference with a prayer and with a traditional ceremony. They closed the conference with a prayer and a traditional ceremony. To be invited in their space, in this space, it's really special. I've come here to pray at their Temescal. And, you know, so I think more so than just being a venue for a concert, I've thrown concerts for many years, but it actually having applicability to the conservation of the land. We're talking about freedom. Well, then it's not taking. It's contributing. And it's allowing, inspiring growth. And in this way, I think that as long as we have the consideration and you know, move with each step with respect, I think that we can continue to find places that we'll feel connected with and want to grow together. And be it Jardín Secreto here in Acapulco, be it anywhere else in the world where people find that we want to come together and teach each other how to be more sovereign and how to empower the people and protect the land and our resources that we can't get more of because this is our only home. I think it's important to be here together and to build on these values. And, you know, I think many of us share these values.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying with contribution is really big here in Bonneville. you know, we're not just bringing Bitcoin and crypto and, hey, come use our magic internet money. We also brought in a local Mexican currency, and there's already three, you know, the Harding Secreto has agreed to take it, Max's Bar has taken it, Bonefield Bikes has taken it, and many of the other merchants are looking at this. So we're actually bringing in other things. You know, people are coming here to work with the orphanage. They see the work that we're doing, and they want to take part in it. They feel good about that. You know, Brent's starting this garden that's going to, you know, help these kids in learning how to do these things, possibly get scholarships. There's a lot of really good stuff here. But also, we're looking at something that I want to do. So, a little about me. Ever since I've been in crypto, I've taken the opportunity to use the crypto that people will donate to do really cool shit. You know, I've done all this different, disaster relief stuff. And I think one of the projects I want to actually integrate here in the near future is finding actual people in the community who need some help and doing some projects like that. Someone who's living in a shambles in a box with, you know, no running water. Maybe we can help them get a water tank. Maybe let's identify some of these people and let the people who come here and contribute their money to these auctions and things that we're doing do direct action for somebody that we can identify in the community that really needs the help, so that we're not just throwing everything at the orphanage. And you know, I'm sure that looks great, but let's do something different too. We can't just throw all of our eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Dude, that's freaking awesome. That's awesome. So I expect for the property value around here to go completely up after Bonefield Beach becomes a thing. And how do you guys feel about that? I mean, will Bonefield, like, be changed completely? Or?
Yeah. It is historic. Like, you know, it was only a symbol, and I don't even know if I could really trust the people that did it, but they literally, you know, kind of slid the keys to the city across to us in a symbol. Who knows if we should trust those people or not? But, that was historic when you've got all these businesses realizing, hey, this crypto is actually going to help us, you know, improve the city. And like I told them, look, man, they're not even going to want to spend their Bitcoin. If I come to you to spend my money, it's because you're accepting my Bitcoin. I don't want to give you my Bitcoin. I'm hanging on to that stuff, man. But I'm going to patronize your store just because you agreed to accept my money. We are now family. I want to, you know, that's what these things do, I think, you know, with Bitcoin Beach, all these different places. How many businesses do you go to because they take crypto? I get my coffee at Bonefield Bikes because they take Bitcoin, Monero, and Tumen.
That's awesome.
Can you do everybody a service? Because you mentioned a local Mexican currency. There might be some people being like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, so this was pretty prominent at Anarchapulco. The local currency is called Tumen, and when I learned about this, I drove my motorcycle to Veracruz and found this guy that was in charge of this and learned more about the community. I found the currency. I brought him here to speak, and he's having another conference in next week, and I'm going to go speak at their conference now. But when he was here, he learned a lot. He was listening to the talks. He was taking in the information from Andrew Kaufman and all these other guys, and he's taking that information back to his communities. In fact, they just released a magazine, the Tumen people released a monthly magazine, and Anarchapulco's on the cover of next month's magazine.
That's awesome.
Jovita was reading the magazine yesterday and said, this is good.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
So we're reaching out. We're reaching these indigenous communities. We're reaching Mexican communities to make a difference. And they see that we're not just crazy. We just want to be left the fuck alone and be able to freely trade with each other without coercion and violence.
That's awesome. Now, I've always had this idea that volunteerism starts with decency. Mm-hmm. So we can't expect everyone to be decent. How do we deal with that?
Well, that's a great question, Rafi, and I think, you know, painting with the colors that I wish to see creates the painting that I wish to see, and when there's no love and I want love and I give love, now there's love. So to be the solution You know, to identify a problem is to understand that there's a solution. It's not a problem if there's no solution. And if there's a solution, then is there really a problem? And so if there's a problem and we can be, and we have the ability to respond, then we can be response-able and step up where we see a niche that can be filled because we were made for a reason, and we could be the responsible citizen of this world and be, you know, the miracle in somebody else's life, in our own life. We, you know, yeah, we all have a different way to shine, and together we can form a rainbow. So we must glow. We must take care of ourselves to the best possible ability so that we can glow and that we can shine a light for others to see. And that when I glow, whatever color I am, and you glow and you glow and you glow, boom, now we have a rainbow. And that rainbow is a significant, signifies the fact that Creator exists. And so that's what some people say. And I just think, I just want to say that whatever you love, I'm willing to bet nobody loves what you love the way you love it. And if you have yet to determine what you love, then live. And when you find out what you love and you share what you love with our world, that, I believe, is your magic. So share your magic, find your magic, and be the miracle, be the solution.
That's beautiful, man. Thank you so much for saying that.
I'm very flawed in some aspects. And, you know, I try to do the best I can at what I believe in, and when someone else is hypocritical of what they say they're about, I'm an asshole about it, and I know that. And so I try to keep boundaries between me and those people. And yeah, I should learn to do better with that, but fuck it, I'm keeping the hard line.
All right, so right now I do know that there's been rumors. I'm hearing rumors about this thing called CryptoPoco as its own conference happening in Bitcoin, Bonefield Bitcoin Beach, to kick off, you know, the worldwide recognition of Bonefield as the Bitcoin Beach. So I'm just hearing rumors. Have you guys heard about these rumors?
Yeah, so this is kind of my idea. And, you know, when I realized that the businesses came to me, they came to Catherine and I, and they sat down and they said, hey, what can we do to get your business? We noticed that the conference is growing, and the first things that started coming up is, well, we need you to take Bitcoin. We need you to, you know, take foreign currencies. We need you to work with this and that. And they're on board, you know, and they're like, yeah, we'll get all the other businesses to do it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got something going here. This is magic. So when I leave the meeting, the first thing I'm thinking is like, all right, let's have a crypto conference here and, you know, show El Salvador up. Let's make this happen. So I would envision this happening on, say, Bitcoin White Paper Day, Halloween maybe. That's what I was hoping for to happen this year. But I don't know if we have the infrastructure to pull it off yet. But I think with the market going the way it does, that it is right now, if it keeps trending upward, poll us, let me know what you think. I mean, can we pull this off by October? Maybe it's just a free event that we all come and plan to just do a meetup and come and spend our money or something. Not even an official event. Would you come to Bonefield for Halloween just to spend money if people are accepting Bitcoin? And then maybe the year after, we could have an official CryptoPoco. I mean, it's possible. It could happen this year, but we don't want to have a half-ass event. So, I mean, for me, I would like, fuck yeah, let's do it. But Kat's like, whoa, hold your horses, man. If we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Okay.
I like to jump the gun on shit.
Right on. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a poll on Twitter.
Okay.
And then we're going to put it in the description below of this video.
All right.
You guys make sure you poll. You vote.
Yes. Vote. No, don't vote. Just decide.
There you go. Decide.
Fuck voting.
So you love Bonefield. I mean, this is like your home now. What do you think about having a whole Bonefield become the Bitcoin Beach with a CryptoPoco that encompasses everybody here?
I think it's very interesting. I've been into crypto since 2012, 2013. Shout out to Jackal. And, you know, I want to say that I'm here. You know, I was brought here to rap for different events, but I'm here to help. I'm here to help the children. I'm here to help the Campamento Tortuguero. In fact, if you want to learn more about our project, you can check out jovitasgarden.org. It's spelled J-O-V-I-T-A-S, garden.org. It's spelled jovitasgarden.org, but it's Jovita's Garden. Jovita runs the home. And there's 70 kids there that doing my best to feed healthy. And I would say that the fact that Anacapulco, like every step of the way that I've been here, the step appears. I don't know what's going to happen later. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Yesterday, we had a big meeting today. I didn't know what's going to go on. And so it's all in the prayer. And with that, we keep praying and the steps keep appearing. And the fact that Anacapulco is here has created another step because there's more support. The fact that people want to have the ability to create abundance with crypto and then use this monopoly money to do cool things in the world has helped Danny build houses, has helped inspire me to stay here after I came here on a prayer and people said, hey, we want to support you. Now we've raised a few $100 so far, so if you can help that come to more fruition, that would be amazing, and that will just be another step on the path to, for it as it appears, to to walk in a good way, work together, and build the world we wish to see. And if that's not what crypto is for, then what are we doing?
Right on, right on. And where can people help and contribute to what you're doing?
Thank you. Jovitasgarden.org, JOVITASGARDEN.org is for the GoFundMe, the fundraiser. And if you want to donate crypto and not to GoFundMe, then you can email me we can have a conversation, or email Danny. My email is beneficialdiet@gmail.com, beneficialdiet@gmail.com. And we can have a conversation and talk about how you feel you can contribute to helping the world, and maybe we can meet, maybe I can help you, we can teach each other something. Here we are.
Yo, his music is fucking awesome. I love his music. Where can people hear your music?
Thank you, brother. Well, you can look up BurntMD, B-U-R-N-T-M-D, one word. If you look up at two words, you'll see even older music. But yeah, BurntMD, I'm on YouTube. I have music on Spotify and all the things. On YouTube, I have a podcast as well on Spotify. It's called Farms Not Farms, F-A-R-M-S, not P-H-A-R-M-S. You can check out farmsnotfarms.org as well if you don't want to use any of those platforms and you just want to see the archived episodes. And yeah, got music, got information, and I got a lot of love. So let's share it.
Awesome. Where can people find out more about you, Danny? Where can they follow you?
The Crypto Show on YouTube and ANRV Adventure, or the short title for this one is ANRV Moto on YouTube. And that's the traveling channel that I'm doing right now, which has actually been more fun than the crypto stuff. And I'm working with a couple of crypto projects. Well, I'm working with a privacy project, which is Hush.is. We're doing a platform very similar to Komodo, where you can create your own privacy project for messaging or whatever it is, and it is private by default. So, you know, that it's a great thing. It's the only platform with ZK that also offers RandomX, so you can mine with Equihash or RandomX. I started the first chain, which is DragonX. You can find that at DragonX.is. And, yeah, I'm on Face Places and all these other things under Dan Axton, A-K-S-T-O-N, which is kind of swiped from Atlas Shrugged.
All right, guys, I have to tell you guys that if you miss Anarchapulco, you need to watch the replays, guys. Go to the link in the description below and make sure you watch them. This is the Freedom Family, and you got to be up to speed with what the Freedom Family is up to. What happened in Anarchapulco this year, I mean, it's just too much. It was so much happens that I'm going to be watching the replay, so you better watch the replays yourself at anarchapulco.com.
We made history. We made history this year.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
Sometimes I forget to mention these websites, and they're really important. Though, if anybody out there wants to learn how to make your own cannabis oil in 7 easy steps, some of the things that I've helped, that I've seen get remediated with cannabis oil are cancer, epilepsy, leukemia, tons of life-threatening ailments because we have an endocannabinoid system. If you want to learn more about why cannabis has the ability to work, look up endocannabinoid system, E-N-D-O, endocannabinoid. And if you want to learn a little bit about making cannabis oil or learn how to make cannabis oil in 7 easy steps, check out my video at the number 7, easysteps.org. That's 7easysteps.org. And if you want to check out what I know as the best CBD oil in the world. Go to bestkosherCBD.com. Best Kosher, that's K-O-S-H-E-R, CBD.com. BestKosherCBD.com. Check it out. I make it. My team makes it, helps out, and it's made in Colorado. It's beautiful, and I trust it with my grandmother and with your grandmother. God willing, you know some healthy, safe options in your world, and if you don't, now you do. There it is.
Awesome. Well, Danny, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate your time. Burnt MD, it was awesome hanging out. Like always, peace, love, anarchy, guys. Take care.
What up, vigilantes? I am on my way to go speak to the business association of this whole area of Acapulco called Bonfield, where we have Anarchapulco. We're going to set them up with crypto. So all these people, all these businesses are going to become merchants. Crypto merchants. So very excited about that. I'm actually walking there right now. So at the end of Anarchapulco, I felt compelled to give a workshop. And it was really two workshops in one. One, it was on the topic of AI and how to respond to it as the crypto community. And we gifted you guys the tools, so open source, so you can learn more about how to respond to AI using proof of work. And the second topic of the conversation is how can we onboard up hundreds of millions of users overnight into the crypto space? And that has already been solved. So go to this description. This information needs to get out. In my opinion, is probably the two most pressing issues of our time that are really, you know, come down to just one issue. We need to reach hyper-cryptotization before AI takes over. And we have the tools. So we really want you guys to click in the description and watch this workshop. I did it at the end of Anarchapulco. After everything was done, I just felt compelled. I felt called to do it. In my opinion, it's the most badass workshop that I've ever given, because it has to do with what is, in my opinion, the two biggest issues in our time. AI and fixing the crypto onboarding problem. Both wrapped in one. You guys gotta watch it. I can't stress enough how important this workshop is. We're giving it away for free. So just sign up below, watch the workshop. This actually was a 3.5-hour workshop, and we broke it down to, there goes a puppy. And it broke down to, after editing, it was like an hour and 30 minutes. So we trimmed the fat for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Peace, love, anarchy. Bye.